And welcome back to Lift Up Your Hearts podcast. We are in the third Sunday of Easter. This week we hear about the disciples as they came back or they returned to Jerusalem from the road to Emmaus. So they're on their way to Emmaus, they encounter Jesus, and then they run back and they meet the disciples. Before we do that, as this Ignatian style contemplation, we think about and we contemplate how the Lord looks upon us with love. In this style of meditation, that's the very first thing, because that's the only way we're going to be able to enter into this and receive what Jesus has to say in a relationship of love. So we take the moment of an Our Father to contemplate how the Lord gazes upon us with love. After that, we dive into the scriptures. We try to get the setting by the first time we read through it, maybe read through it a second or third time if you're unfamiliar with the scriptures. I would suggest, of course, sometimes reading a little bit before and after to get the context. Again, scripture isn't written in chapter and verse. It was just written out. So sometimes, you know, the little sections we get at a Sunday Mass might be not quite taken out of context, but they're not exactly, you know, we might have to just read a little bit to kind of figure out where we're at and what's going on. And even for this week, like, who's there? You know, you might think originally that it's just the two that were coming back from Emmaus, but actually it says that those two met the other disciples, all of them, together, and then they told them what happened. So what Ignatius asks us to do is really dive into the whole story. This isn't a meditation. This isn't a Lectio Divina. This isn't an exegesis on the passage, meaning we're not going to read the meanings of it out of it. We're going to try to enter into it as if we're one of the characters. How it would have felt if we were one of them, or an onlooker, or someone there, and we were experiencing it ourselves. What did it look like, and what did it feel like to see Jesus amongst you again as he appeared, and you're terrified, and we get some kind of understanding of how we do feel a little bit, but there's no right or wrong to this style of contemplation. You can feel however you want. And then we do what Ignatius calls the colloquy. We talk to Jesus about it. Lord, I felt this way. And it said in scripture that was kind of supposed to feel this way, or the other disciples felt this way, but I didn't feel that way. This is how I felt. And just talk to him about it. And let him talk to you about it. And listen and pray. And that's what your prayer is. And that's why I do these podcasts a couple days before Sunday, so you can have some time to contemplate the readings, so that when we go to Mass, we have a little bit of background and we're not just diving in there cold. Because like I said, sometimes these are plucked out of a larger story. So today, like I said, we get this passage from the Gospel according to Luke, and the disciples, these two disciples, have gone, they were running away from Jerusalem, and then Jesus appeared with them, walked with them. He didn't look like Jesus, of course, because they didn't recognize him, but it says a couple of things clearly. He opened up scriptures to them and revealed to them that he was the fulfillment of them, that how they were all pointing towards him. And then he eats a meal with them and breaks open the bread and says the prayers. And then all of a sudden they realize it's him, and then he vanishes and he's gone. And then it says they went back to Jerusalem. They're going back to where they should be. And they meet up with the other disciples. Okay? So we hear this from the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verses 35 through 48. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus had made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Now they're making known to the other disciples, okay, not just by themselves. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Now again, this is the interpretation of Luke. He's writing this. Maybe this is what he was told they felt like. Maybe you don't feel that, but maybe you do. You're seeing a ghost. I mean, this is an out of ordinary experience. We don't normally see people we love that have died appear to us. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts?" Jesus said this because he knows their hearts. And they had questions in their hearts. What would it have felt like for Jesus to say that when you had a question in your heart? Or maybe you have a question in your heart right now about anything in life. And Jesus saying to you, "Why do you have questions in your heart? Why are you troubled? I have risen from the dead. There's no need to be troubled. Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. Because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" Jesus is going above and beyond here. All right, you guys are still not believing? You still think this is, you're going crazy or something? All right, let's go to the ridiculous. A ghost can't eat, huh? "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." I love how Jesus again is opening up scriptures to them, showing them that he is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets and everything that they know of, everything that they've been hoping for and looking for. He is the fulfillment, and even more so that the Christ, the anointed, would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And then that repentance and forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name. Repentance and forgiveness of sins preached in his name. I wonder what it would have felt like. So I'm guessing there was some time that this took place. Of course there was some time that it took place. But I'm meaning like a significant amount of time, because Luke is a little bit brief here, of course. "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. How long would that have taken? Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead. So this is kind of like the end of it. Jesus is saying, at the end, but how long would it have taken for him to talk to them about the scriptures? Imagine just sitting there as one of the disciples and get to listen to him about it. Imagine today just sitting there. Maybe just take 10 minutes. Push pause, leave your phone, whatever, and just imagine Jesus teaching you. Maybe he says words, maybe he doesn't. Just imagine him caring for you so much that you fully understand, because it seems like there's a lot of, they were startled and terrified. And I can imagine, sometimes that just gets, you know, oh, Jesus appeared to the disciples, and I don't know, that's never happened to me. So, that would be terrifying if someone appeared right here, right now, and talked to me and said he was Jesus, and I would certainly think I was hallucinating. Certainly. And then he goes in above and beyond to prove that I'm not hallucinating, because he loves me. He's trying to show me. He's giving me all this proof that, look at my hands, look at my feet, touch them. You still not believe? Do you have some food? I'll eat some food. And food goes into his body and doesn't just, you know, fall to the ground like a movie or something, like Ghostbusters. See that I'm real? That I can do this because I'm God. How would that feel like to be terrified and thinking about, you know, I mean, these disciples just came back, and then it says in the verse before, yeah, and he appeared to Peter too. We don't get that interaction. Sometimes, you know, scripture scholars will talk about Peter's, you know, threefold confession at the Sea of Galilee, but he already had a moment with Peter that we don't get insight into. I'm guessing that was the tender love that Peter needed. And it wasn't this, you know, threefold confession, because, you know, we even see in the Greek translation that that's not really what it is. But, this isn't an exegesis, so we're going to move on. These disciples are kind of in a frenzy. These two that just saw Jesus on the road to Emmaus and ate with him, and they're kind of like running back to Jerusalem, and then they meet the other disciples, and yeah, and Jesus appeared to Peter as well, maybe even at the same time. You know, they're thinking like, what? How does he, like, what's going on? He was just with us, and he's appeared to Peter, and this is only days after he was dead. And there's still all this shame I feel from abandoning him. And he keeps just trying to bring us back. You know, I just get this sense that Jesus is still like, okay, I know you guys are in a frenzy. I know you guys are not believing even that you're seeing a ghost. And I mean, it says that, but I'll bet you some people even said that, you know. It says they thought they were seeing a ghost. I mean, maybe someone told, you know, St. Luke that, or, but maybe someone even just said it. Oh my gosh, it's a ghost. It's a ghost. Oh my goodness, what is this? Or, I don't know. Maybe they're all just feeling it in their hearts, and then they talked about it later. I thought I was seeing a ghost, and then he said, he started talking, and I touched his, imagine being one of the disciples that touched his hands. Maybe just take 10 minutes and imagine that. Being so terrified and scared, and then being one of the disciples that got to touch his hands. Into the wounds of his hands. How healing would that have been? How, oh man, how amazing would that have been? I can just feel Jesus' tender love upon me saying, please believe, it's me. Put your hands into my wounds. I'm not afraid of them. I'm just trying to show you that I love you and I'm here and I'm real. And then he opens up scripture to them. I really hope that you take some time this week. Gosh, it's so funny that, you know, I read this passage a couple times before I sat down to record this, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I do like the Emmaus story, and then I thought, of course it's not just a throwaway story, but I kind of felt like that. I felt like a little bit like, this is kind of like a interloopal, you know, this is like an in-between story, and it's not, you know, I mean, the frenzy of the disciples, they're scared and terrified. Jesus eats fish with them. He's just like, believe, don't doubt, but believe me, please believe me. This is what I came to do. It's like, I was with you for 3 years and I knew it would be shocking and crazy for all of this to happen. And I know it's still fresh and you were grieving for a couple days and then I'm back and I know it's just feels insane and you probably feel like you're going crazy, but take a deep breath and put your hands into my wounds. I'm not afraid of them. They're not killing me anymore. They're a mark of your salvation. I love you. And then open up the scripture to them again. Allow yourself to sit at the feet of Jesus as you read it again, or as you just read any part of scripture. Imagine this moment when you're reading any part of scripture, Jesus opening it up to you, revealing that he is the fulfillment of all of it. And then after this, we don't get this in this passage, Jesus sends them on mission. Go and tell everyone, go start in Jerusalem and tell everyone this message of repentance in my name and the forgiveness of sins and believe. Believe. Remember that you put your hands into my wounds. I'm real. I rose from the dead. Now it's your time to spread this message. I am praying for you. Please, please pray for me as well. It's so good to see new subscribers. I don't take that lightly. I thank you for subscribing and spreading the message, liking, commenting, sharing it with others. This is a fruit of Jesus' gift for me, that this prayer has been a huge fruit of my life and my ability to have a relationship with Jesus. And so I just want to share it. I just want everyone to know this beautiful message that St. Ignatius has given us through this contemplative prayer. So please share it far and wide. And if you know anyone who is just struggling to read scripture or pray or have a relationship, maybe this is a way that they can enter into it through their imagination. So God bless you. I will see you again next week. Bye-bye.